children. This week we're looking forward to the 4th of July, and we remember the brave men who risked or even gave up their lives so that our country could be free. So today we're going to read two stories about brave men in the Word. And you can see, what is it that made them brave? Was it because they had better weapons than their enemies? Is it because they had more soldiers than their enemies? Is it because they had huge muscles? What was it that made them brave? The first is the story of Jonathan, the son of Saul. And at that time, Saul only had 600 soldiers, and the Philistines had camps, or called garrisons, all over the land so they could rule over the children of Israel and take away their freedom. And the Philistines wouldn't let the children of Israel have weapons. They took away all their weapons and the blacksmiths to make them. Only Saul and Jonathan had a sword. And in this story, it says that Saul's camp was here and the Philistines' camp was here, and in between there was a deep gulch with a cliff down one side and a cliff up the other. Listen what Jonathan says. "Then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, 'Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few.' So his armor bearer said to him, 'Do all that is in your heart. Go then, here I am with you, according to your heart.' Then Jonathan said, 'Very well, let us cross over to these men, and we will show ourselves to them. If they say thus to us, "Wait until we come to you," then we will stand still in our place and not go up to them. But if they say thus, "Come up to us," then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered them into our hand, and this will be a sign to us.' So both of them showed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, 'Look, the Hebrews are coming out of the holes where they have hidden.' Then the men of the garrison called to Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, 'Come up to us, and we will show you something.' So Jonathan said to his armor bearer, 'Come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of Israel.' And Jonathan climbed up on his hands and knees with his armor bearer after him. And they fell before Jonathan. And as he came after him, his armor bearer killed them. That first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within about half an acre of land." And it says, and the story goes on, that there was a great trembling, an earthquake that the Lord made in the camp of the Philistines. And the Philistines were terrified and they scattered. And Saul's army noticed, and so they went chasing after the Philistines and killed a lot of them. And the Lord gave Israel a great victory that day because Jonathan was brave enough to climb up on his hands and knees up a cliff with his enemies at the top. So he knew the Lord had given them into his hand. How did he know that? Because he trusted the Lord. That's what made him brave. And now here's the story of David and Goliath. Listen to what David says. "Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David. And the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him." This means he made fun of him. "For he was but a youth, ruddy and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, 'Am I a dog that you come out to me with sticks?' And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, 'Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.' And David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it was so, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him, and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. So, what was it that made Jonathan and David brave enough to attack the Philistines? It was because they trusted the Lord, wasn't it? It wasn't because they had better armor. Goliath had amazing armor. It wasn't because they were stronger. Goliath was huge. It wasn't because they had more soldiers. They had fewer soldiers. Just one David, Jonathan and his armor bearer against the whole camp. But they dared because they knew that the Lord doesn't save by many or by few or by weapons. The battle belongs to the Lord. So they trusted him. So now, do you want to be someone who is brave and strong when you grow up? Do you want to be someone who, like the founders of our country, protects our freedom and protects our country? How will you become a person like that? How will you learn to trust the Lord like David and Jonathan did? Well, the answer is, we need to be very careful not to do the things the Lord tells us not to do, and instead to do the things the Lord tells us to do, and that's how we grow strong in our trust in the Lord. That's what it amounts to. You will not become brave by being bigger than other people. Goliath was bigger. You will not become brave by having better weapons. You won't become brave by being older and smarter than somebody else and able to say clever, cruel things that makes them miserable, but makes you laugh. Notice in the story, in both cases, it was the Philistines who said things to make fun of Jonathan and David. Jonathan and David didn't waste their time saying things like that back to the Philistines. It's the Philistines who make fun of other people. So that's not what's going to make you strong either. In fact, what makes us strong is learning to fight the evil spirits inside of us. Get control of ourselves so the evil spirits don't control us and make us do things to other people that take away their freedom. We're not protecting anybody's freedom if we're being selfish. Instead, we want to let the Lord control us. Let the Lord rule us, because then we will have the courage to do something like climbing up a cliff in the face of our enemies, knowing that the Lord is in charge. Then that smooth stone will fly straight to its target because the Lord will guide our hands. And we will be able to become people who protect other people's freedom, who love our country, not because of what it does to us, but because the Lord gives us a chance to do something for our country. Amen.